Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's get right to the strange weather as so many people travel for the holidays.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're just a few days before Christmas when it is so warm outside here in the Northeast. Doyle Rice covers weather for USA Today. And Doyle, start with the drenching rains and heavy snow out in the West.
Yeah, they've been getting walloped in the West. Very welcome rain and snow for everybody out there. We all know that California has been in a four-year drought now, so this snow in the Sierra that they've been getting in feet and the rain in the Pacific Northwest, other than the flooding problems, is really good news for those folks.
And is this all El Nino related?
A large chunk of it. That's very much a definite pattern when we do get the El Nino. Very wet in the West and very mild across the South and East. Those things are definite signals of El Nino.
Well, you mentioned mild across the South and East. We're expecting temperatures in the Northeast as much as, what, 30 degrees above average this week in some places?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to see 70s Christmas Eve all the way up the East Coast, even up into possibly into southern New England. This is pretty much unprecedented warmth. It may break December records. It may not be just the warmest Christmas Eve or Christmas, but the warmest single December day ever for many places east of the Mississippi.
And some worries about tornadoes across the South, some severe weather so late in the year.
Yeah, that's, again, another kind of surprise that today we're seeing some chance there around Texas and Oklahoma, but it looks like the bigger threat is Wednesday, and that, again, is kind of in the deep South and around the Mississippi Valley and up into the Midwest. Not something that we usually associate with December weather, but it is happening this year, and again, it's due in part to that really warm spell that we're having.
What does all this mean for holiday travel?
More of a nuisance in the East. With the big snowstorms is when you get all the problems with air travel and driving. But with it's mostly rain, it's more of a nuisance and maybe a lot of delays, but there shouldn't be as many cancellations. And meanwhile, in the West, these big cities out there like Salt Lake City and Denver, pretty able to handle it, the snow that they might be getting.
Who's going to get a white Christmas, Doyle?
This year it's definitely confined to the mountains of the West and maybe a little bit in the northern plains. East of the Mississippi, very few and far between, only the very northern fringes of Michigan and Maine. But in the West, if you're up in the Rockies, the Wasatch, the Cascades and the Sierra, they're having a lot of snow. So the folks out there, especially as I mentioned, like Salt Lake City, Boise, those folks are going to definitely have a white Christmas.
Doyle Rice, a weather reporter with USA Today. Merry Christmas, Doyle. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Good to talk to you.